Welcome to the Copy Dates podcast. I'm your host, Megan Taylor, copywriter, bookworm, and founder of the Copy Template Shop. I believe that anyone can write strong copy, and I'm here to teach you how to write words that sell your online offers while prioritizing real connection, serving your audience, and simply being who you are. I know you have a message that deserves to be heard and unique skills that need to be shared. And in each episode, I'll give you an actionable tip so that you can write better copy, reach more people, and sell your offers in an easy and authentic way. So grab a hot drink and get ready to cozy up with your weekly dose of magnetic messaging and captivating copy. Hey, friends, and welcome back to the Copy Dates podcast, where we are continuing to talk about all things launches right now. And if you aren't new to the podcast, if you've been listening to a while, or if you're just used to kind of my approach towards copy and messaging and how I like to educate, then you'll know that one of my favorite things to do is to break down different sections of sales pages. So rather than kind of just give you general sales page and sales advice, I really like to get down into the nitty-gritty and talk about, you know, all of these different sections and how they can carry weight. Because the reality is that each section of your sales page is going to speak to a different type of buyer and is going to speak to your audience, you know, depending on where they are in that buyer journey, they're going to need different information. And so to me, it's super important that we do delve into those individual topics and give them their attention and their due, because you never know, it could be one tiny little section of your sales page that really makes the difference for a buyer and converts that reader into a sale. So the one that I want to talk about today is not one that we've addressed on the Copy Dates podcast yet. And that is what I like to call the offer differentiator. There's probably a much cooler sounding name for this section that other copywriters or other business coaches even potentially use. But I like to call it the offer differentiator because it just sounds simple and it can be pretty clear what that means. You know, it's such a key section of your sales page, and that's why it appears in most, if not all, of the sales page templates that are in the Copy Template Shop. Yet it's something that I rarely see in practice. Even for really established entrepreneurs with really established flagship offers, sometimes this gets skipped over, but I consider it to be incredibly important. So let's talk a little bit about what it actually is, why it's so important, and how you can get clear on this aspect of your particular messaging so that you can write a compelling offer differentiator section for your sales page. So what is it? It's exactly what it sounds like, right? It's there in the name. It's basically a section that clearly explains to your reader what it is that makes your offer different, right? It's important for us to realize that any buyer coming to your sales page is naturally going to be comparing that offer to whatever else they're seeing out there. And sometimes that's not direct. Sometimes that's not intentional. I'm not implying that they have your sales page pulled up alongside, you know, a bunch of sales pages for competing offers. Although depending on what you are selling, and if this is a product that you are selling in like an evergreen capacity, then that's very possible. I mean, I think that we've all done that where we have, you know, just pulled up competing offers just to kind of do a quick comparison. But sometimes we even do it subconsciously, right? Like we're not even super aware that we are making that comparison in our mind, but it's still happening. And it happens with almost any purchasing decision. I just want to really make it clear kind of how prevalent this is. It happens all the time. And it doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with your offer if somebody is questioning or comparing. It's just a natural part of buyer behavior. Even let's like take a more subconscious example. When we are at the grocery store, we are constantly comparing, right? Unless you have particular brands that you're going in there to buy all the time. Let's say you're looking for something new, an ingredient that you don't cook with all the time. You're comparing, right? That could be true for produce. It could be true for different brands that are kind of side by side on those grocery store rows, right? If I'm at the in the soup aisle of my local grocery store and I'm looking at all the different broths, I'm subconsciously scanning what's in front of me. I'm comparing all of the different boxes before I decide what I'm actually going to pick up, right? I'm looking at these blurbs about high fat, low fat, you know, no added salt, low sodium, thinking in my brain, what's the difference between no added salt and low sodium? And then eventually maybe I might pick up a couple boxes of that broth and I might read the fine print to see what's actually different, right? This is something we are literally doing all the time. And that's true for your offer too, whatever it may be. When somebody is looking at the sales page for your course or your membership program or your coaching container, whether they are consciously doing it or not, they are comparing. And they are comparing your offer to a few things. The most obvious is that they're comparing to your direct competitors, right? They are literally thinking about all of the other very, very similar offers that they could be investing in. So just for the sake of today's episode, let's take the example of a health and fitness coach. You are somebody and you've developed a health and fitness program that people can take, let's say a 12-week program. So a reader who's reading the sales page for your program is probably also going to be comparing it to offers from other health and fitness coaches, right? Other similar 12-week, 8-week, 4-week, 16-week programs, whatever it may be. Maybe they have those sales pages pulled up. Maybe they are comparing it in their mind to other similar offers that they've already invested in and whether or not they got results from that offer. Or maybe they're just comparing it to other offers that they've considered in the past and thinking about all of the reasons as to why they ultimately decided not to invest in that offer. So that's one of the things that they're comparing your offer to, but they're also comparing it to what we call your indirect competitors, which is basically anything that could give them either the same or a similar transformation or a similar result, but they don't necessarily look the same as your offer. They're presented in a different way. So again, if we're using that health and fitness coach example, maybe they are comparing the investment in your 12-week program to what they'd pay for a gym membership, or the cost of hiring a personal trainer and a nutritionist. Or they could be comparing it to like all of the free options. Again, they're not going to get that exact same transformation, but maybe they're thinking, why would I invest in this 12-week program when I can just go learn all of this on YouTube instead? You know, I can watch all of the nutrition videos. I can go on Pinterest and find all these recipes. I can find an abundance of online workouts. What I'm getting at is that almost every single person who is reading your sales page, whether they're aware that they're doing it or not, is thinking in their heads, they're asking themselves, how is this different, right? How is this different from all of the other options that are out there? How is this different from any options that I've tried before and that maybe let me down and didn't allow me to get those results? And your job as the person selling your offer and as your copywriter, because for most of you listening, you are your own copywriter, your job is to support them in that decision-making, to support your reader in that decision-making, and to help convince them that your solution is the one for them. And in order to do that, you really need to address that question head on, right? You are aware, you need to have that awareness that your reader is thinking, how is this different? And you have to address it. And I recommend being bold about it, right? It's my approach to life, so it's my approach to copy. If you see something and you have the opportunity to call it out. Don't hide behind it, right? Just literally address it head on, call it out. I personally love seeing a headline on a sales page that'll say something like, here's how this program is different from any other course you've taken before. I think I've even written a headline before that's something like, here's how this bookkeeping program is different than any other boring old accounting seminar you've sat through before. Something like that. Because your reader is thinking it. So go ahead and be bold and claim it. If you believe in your offer and if you believe that you have created this ultimate solution for your reader and for your potential buyers, and if you believe in the transformation that you're going to be delivering for them, claim it. But in order to actually write this section and figure out what that messaging looks like for you and for your business and for your offer, you're probably going to have to do some research, right? So ideally, in an ideal situation, you've done that research already before developing your offer. Are you getting ready to launch your next incredible offer, but feeling a tad overwhelmed by the sheer amount of copy you need to write to get things off the ground? Outsourcing to a copywriter isn't your only option. You can actually become your own best copywriter and knock out all of that copy in way less time with the help of the Copy Template Shop. From our launch messaging journal to sales emails templates, not to mention sales pages for virtually every kind of offer, the Copy Template Shop has all the templates you need to whip up high converting, connection-driven copy for your next launch in record time. Head to copytemplateshop.com and check out the sales copy category for all of your launch copy needs. That's copytemplateshop.com. Something I particularly love when I'm working with clients who have really taken the time to potentially work with a professional or go through a particular framework to develop their offer, something that they'll have done before that is to kind of do an analysis of the market, right? They'll have this idea for a program that they want to create or a course they want to create or a coaching container they want to create, whatever it may be, a service. And they'll look at what everybody else is offering right now, and they'll identify a gap in the market. And that's how you know that you've created a truly irresistible offer, is you have found just that small, teeny tiny gap, some unique way of delivering this transformation that only you can provide. And they've built that into their offer. If you can do that from the get-go, right? If you can really take the time before you actually create your offer to figure out what else is out there and how you can make yours different, then that's going to make this a gazillion times easier for you. So ideally, you've kind of done some of that in your product development anyway. So it's important to kind of go back to that research, you know, and even if it's been a while, maybe this is not your first time launching this program and you're a little bit disconnected from that development phase, or you are curious to see, you know, what else has come out since you created this offer, go out there and look. Look at what your competitors are doing, right? Examine how they have structured their offers and pinpoint how yours is different. But most importantly, don't forget this, you have to explain the benefit of those differences. It's not enough to just say, this is how my offer is different than everything else that's out there. You also have to clearly explain to your reader why that difference should be important to them, why they should care, why they should give a damn about that difference, what's in it for them. So, for example, if you've noticed that you've really, you know, structured your program so that it's digestible and you're giving your learners 5-minute long videos and your competitors are all delivering courses that have like 20, 30, 40 minute long lessons, then point that out and talk about how beneficial that is for the busy entrepreneur who doesn't have time to sit in front of their computer for hours on end to learn this information. If your approach is, you know, you really prioritize teaching your clients about profit and how to earn more profit in their business, whereas all of your competitors are just focused on revenue, then explain what that means for your clients at the end of the day, right? Explain that why having more money in their pocket and more money in their bank accounts at the end of the day is far more beneficial than having this flashy accounting slip at the end of the year or necessarily, you know, being able to claim this high revenue number. It's really, really important to spell this out for your reader and make it super obvious for them, which is why I recommend giving it a dedicated section on your sales page. And again, you'll see that in any of the templates, that sales page templates that you'll find in the copy template shop. But don't limit it to your sales page. The sales page is the most important place for this information to live because ultimately your sales page is, you know, your salesperson when it comes to launching. And so that's where people are going to collect that information. But don't be afraid to repurpose that as a key talking point, rather, everywhere that you're talking about your launch and everywhere that you're talking about your offer. You know, if you're doing an Instagram live where you're presenting your offer, don't shy away from talking about how it's different. If you are doing launch emails and you're leveraging your email list as part of your launch, dedicate an entire email simply about, you know, talking about what else is out there, why those offers may not be the perfect fit for them, and why yours is instead. Figuring out your offer differentiator can really make or break your launch, frankly. If you can figure out what makes your offer so different, and if you can present that in a clear, concrete, and compelling way, you are taking that work out of it for your buyer. You are taking that question out of the equation because, again, your buyer is thinking, how is this different? So claim it, call it out, address it directly, get ahead of that question. I truly hope that this was helpful for you. And we will be back again next week to continue talking about launches. And we are still going to be talking about sales pages. I never knew I could fill so many episodes just talking about sales pages, but we absolutely can because there's always, always, always something that we can do to make improvements, get you some more connection, get you some more conversions. I will see you back here again next week.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Copy Dates podcast. I hope that this episode has helped you feel more confident in your ability to write copy and that you're feeling excited about sharing your message and offers with the world. If you love what you learned, be sure to hit that follow button so you never miss a future episode. And leave us a review so we can reach more online entrepreneurs who want to develop authentic connection with their audience through powerful copy. As always, don't forget to show me where you're tuning in from. Snap a pic, share it in your Instagram stories, and tag me at megantaylor.co. I'd love to connect with you beyond your headphones. See you back here next week. And remember, I'm rooting for you always.